Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I am the king of things, the point guard of podcasting, the original Joan Jett of comedy. Here with your international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, buddy. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. Very excited about this Monday. I started reading a new self-help book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Okay.
I'm rich dad through and through, baby boy.
Yeah?
Go read that book. I'll tell you right now, dude. I think that way. Every time I read a self-help book, Every time I'm like, yeah, dude, I could have written this fucking book, dude. I know it. I know it all.
You lived it.
Yes. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Boom, bang, bing. Got it. Done. That's all in my head already. 48 Laws of Power. I fucking created those laws. 49 Laws of Power. That's what I have another one.
Which one? White Power.
Fuck it. Hey, Zach D'Amico. We're going to get going. We have an incredible show planned today, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Gorman is back on the show. Very exciting.
What's up, dude? Thanks for having me, man. Jesus. Loud.
And back by popular demand, people love this fucking girl on the show. And then today she came
just
in.
Popular demand. Not because you guys want me on.
She came in. What is it on my shoulder? Is that a hair? Ew. It's a cat hair, I think. My sister's fucking shitty cat. Don't show the picture of me snuggling with a cat, you bitch. Sabrina Piper's back on the show, which is amazing.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
She came in today dressed like a goddamn fucking, you know.
I like fashion.
It's hot. Whatever it is, it's a great look.
It's me.
But your boobs are fucking out there. But you're also like black leather or pleather, plastic, whatever that
PVC.
Is.
It's PVC. This is the fake leather of the season.
It's PVC. You
know? Yeah.
Is that what that's it's called?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, PVC.
Yeah, right?
Is it the same stuff as the pipe?
Yeah, the same stuff that lines the building. And
you're dressed like a maid that's going to put a high heel in my urethra.
I'm sure you like that then.
Yes. That was oddly specific to open with.
Zach would pay extra money for that. But let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We are live here on the Gas Digital Network from the East Village in the Gas Digital Studios. If you guys love this show, the entire on-demand library is available, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial, instant access to the on-demand library, plus access to the Racist Live Chat. I'm going to sign in right now. We're going to chime in with the Racist Live Chat all throughout today's show. If you want to interact with the show live every week, we have 22 shows on the network. You guys can join, subscribe, be a part of the fucking community. Don't just be a person who watches it on YouTube or iTunes. That's gay. Zach, what you plugging?
Oh, start with me tonight.
Sure,
December the 15th, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Ryan Shaner and LaMare Lee at the ECW Arena. Pretty fucking pumped on it.
Sick. Loving it. Gorman.
Yeah, buddy. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman. And I have my incredible and controversial podcast, Locker Room Talk, that I do with fellow comedians Matt Maron and Bobby Sheehan. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and you know what? Support us on Patreon, because I want to quit my day job. I hate this shit. I want to do podcasting forever, just like my hero, Louis J. Gomez.
Damn right. You know what, dude? I fucking love the ass kissing. Dude, that's the way to my heart, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, some guys, they say it's through their stomach. For me, it's through my fucking ego.
I got to get back on Skankfest, baby. I got it.
Well, that didn't happen.
That's fair.
How many Patreon subscribers before you break Mark Maron's other arm? Maron's other arm.
Oh, damn, dude. I guess, you know what? Once we get to 200, I'll take an aluminum bat to the boy.
All right, I'll take it.
Nice.
Sabrina Piper.
Hit him in the head again.
The pipes. What's going on? What you
What's
plugging?
Up? Follow me on Instagram, Funny Girl with Tits. Follow me on Twitter, Funny Girl W Tits. Check out my podcast, That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. And yeah, subscribe to my Patreon too. You can even see Matt on it. Your co-host.
Damn, dude.
You're not on it yet, but
I thought I forbid him from doing other shows.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, if you're hot enough, you come on it, and that's just the deal with Matt Maron. Oof. So
very hot, very sexy. I got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. Live dates this weekend, Thursday night. I guess that's not the weekend, but I will be in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tickets are not going well. Let's party, baby boys. Let's come out to Indianapolis. McHenry, Illinois on Friday, then Saturday, December 3rd, Glendale, Wisconsin, which I guess is near Milwaukee. Then I'll be in Toronto on the 15th or the 16th and 17th. Then New Year's Eve with Dave Smith, Colin Turrell, Karen Feehan, Crack Amico, and the great Zach Amico, the legend Zach Amico, at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Then Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona, Bloomington, Minnesota, and Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. All those shows at the end of the month are going to be with Aaron Berg for the Offend Everyone tour. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab all those tickets. All those tickets are up and live right now. Let's fucking go. Let's sell these shows out. Going to take a little bit of time off, but then I'm coming back out. A lot of dates already being planned. San Diego in the works for this spring. Houston in the works for this spring. Zach Amico going to be accompanying me on a lot of these, and then I'm going to be filming a brand new special in London, England, early summer. So, yeah, more information coming on that. If you guys love Skankfest, you guys want to be at Skankfest, pre-sale for Skankfest is December 12th. We're not announcing any comics yet. On December 5th, we are announcing the location. We're announcing the dates. December 12th, you guys can purchase pre-sale tickets, just 1,000 tickets. So those lucky few people who can get on the internet fast enough, 1 p.m. Eastern at skankfest.com. Grab those tickets there. And also subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. If you guys want the inside scoop on a lot of these things that I talk about, I'm just flowing. I'm just taking dabs, taking bong hits on Twitch, talking shit. It's really an AMA every single day on Twitch. I wish I could rhyme another word. I can't think of another word. Either way, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go subscribe there and support there. Watch me play Warzone very, very poorly. That's it.
I have one more plug. Can I do one more plug?
Please.
Okay, good. So one of your fans, very, very amazing guy, the other night when he saw that I was going to be on, sent me $500 on Cash App and then asked me to bring it up on the show today.
What
he'll send me another $500. I'm gonna
What a loser.
Yeah. Oh, my phone. My phone's over there. All right. I feel like if I dip down, it's going to be bad for the cameras.
Did you have to send him anything for it?
No, send him nothing. He just wants me to read the message.
Please, get the message.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to kill you. Hey, bitch.
Yeah,
I'm under the table. $500 to take a life? I'll do it.
I want to hear the message. It's great. All right. You know.
Look, what woman is worth $500?
I want 30.
Oh, fuck you.
I want 30%.
Worth way more. You're right.
I want 30% of this money if it's a message on my show. This is crazy.
All right. Maybe I'll give you a small percentage. We'll see.
Ooh. That was very
sexual. All I need.
Nice.
Shout out to Weirdo sending you cash on Monday's episode. I'll send another $500 just to piss Lewis off. LOL. Thanks, Ryan.
Fuck you, man.
He got Lewis.
Dude.
He got you.
What's his name?
He got you. Ryan.
Ryan what? Let's dox him.
No, she wants the other $500.
Well, obviously. Yeah, I'm waiting for the $500. My Cash App should buzz.
She didn't even follow him
moment.
Back.
Well, first of all, I'm following him back for you.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, no, don't do that.
That's the right
Please
thing.
Don't
and then
do that.
Send him a do a little heart react to a couple of those messages, too.
I've already done that.
Okay, phew. Oh,
I'm a nice lady.
I'm really horny.
Yeah.
I think the same guy also sent me money this weekend.
What the fuck?
Yes.
It was also a Ryan,
he loves
I believe.
You.
What yeah, type dude. Of it's a
he loves you too.
All right, you know what? Real ass rule. Shit, I need you to start actually writing these down and I need you to reference
I think
them.
I have them.
That's
somewhere.
Fucking
pull
crazy.
Up. I want to hear all the real ass rules yeah. right now, okay? Real ass rule. You fucking you're a fucking cuck bitch. If you're just sending hot chicks money.
You sent him that I'm horny? Seriously?
I said,
yeah. Ew!
I'm horny. I wrote to
Damn,
him from
how
you.
Can you encapsulate the woman essence so well, Lewis?
I mean, I
That's
am.
Nuts, dude.
I am horny, but I'm not
she's
for this
fucking,
guy.
Yeah. Dude, she's sliding off her chair right now for Ryan.
Look, that's crazy.
Real ass rule number 37. This is number 37. We have one rule, yeah, number 37. Right. What yeah. is it? If you go behind the counter, you get what's coming to you. That is true.
Yeah.
So what number is this one?
Real ass rule number 49. Is if you send money to a hot chick for no reason, you're a cuck bitch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We just took
They like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like
yeah.
that. No. I,
the term okay. is pay pig.
Pay pig. They're pay piggies.
It's a crazy. How many pay pigs do you have in your life?
I've actually had a bunch of pay pigs.
I'm sure you have. Ooh. You have pay pig girl energy.
Yeah. I guess it's because I'm a cunt.
That wasn't a compliment.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I was just trying to figure out like how cunty I have to be.
No,
that.
You're not that cunty. You're a very sweet girl, actually. But you do have an energy of a girl that men would send money to, which is a crazy fucking
I'm okay with that energy.
Yeah. Realist rule number 49, Shannon. If you send money to a hot chick for no reason, you're a fucking little a cuck bitch. And not in the way that you want to be. Put that in parentheses. And not in the way that you want to be.
Don't deter these guys.
There's
from
like
sending
guys.
Me money.
You're Jewish. You're not allowed to have pork. There's guys that like to be financially dominated by a woman and see a woman spend his money.
Like the one of the Wachowski brothers. Sisters. Now.
Sisters. Person. People.
One of them blew all their money on dominatrixes.
I'm just saying, no offense, and I don't want to ruin your fucking game right now, but if these people come to me not only for entertainment and laughs and ha's, what they come for is they come for life advice. And they want to be real ass, okay? And if I'm returning to my core values, which I have been for the past few months, core values era, new thing in my life, I'm fucking going to give people, I'm going to keep them on the fucking straight and narrow. Nice. That's just the goddamn truth.
You could probably beat up Andrew Tate, huh?
I could fuck Andrew Tate right in his mouth.
Are you going to fight him at Skankfest?
Let's go.
Nice, dude.
It should be a challenge, dude. Listen to me. Andrew Tate, Jake Paul, 2-on-1 versus me.
Nice. Where's the challenge for you, though?
I don't have one. I'm trying to figure it out. Throw another guy in there. Throw Mike Tyson. Throw an old Tyson. Why not? Yeah. Right. So yeah, that's just that. Shannon, you got to start keeping track of these fucking rules.
I have them. All two of them.
No, there was more real ass rules. I'm telling you right now. We've said throughout the years. We've said at least 10 rules.
Let me search again.
Yeah, please. Thank you very much.
So should I not take the 500?
No, take the money.
Take the money. Obviously, that's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault that Ryan's a fucking idiot.
I mean, I didn't ask. You could see I didn't ask.
If you see your friends giving money to hot chicks, take their phone from them. Say, no, dude, stop.
Some guys get off on it.
It's a crazy thing.
I spoke to one of my friends who's a sex worker about this last night because I was really like a little like, it was like, I don't know, it was kind of weird. No, she's a prostitute.
You were being a little sex worker-y.
It kind of felt like I was like, well, what does he want in return? But he doesn't want anything in return.
He just likes sending it.
Yeah. He just feels good. He was like, what do you need? I was like,
did you say the price?
No. No, I thought you read the messages.
No, I didn't.
I mean, you only messaged him. You didn't read it. Thank you.
And I mean this, Sabrina. It took me everything in my power. Photos. So you do not fucking sit here and disparage my fucking
I was
name.
Furious he was typing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I said...
I thought we had a deal.
The fucking... the change that I've made in my life to not be going through your photos... By the way, the first day I met Shannon, I went through her photos and her phone. She gave me her phone. Why did you give me your phone, Shannon?
I think I went to a Legion of Skanks recording.
This used to be a trick of mine, by the way. I used to be like, my phone's dead. Can I use your phone? And I used to just look at girls' naked photos.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure a crime. Go ahead, Shen.
Oh, I think that you were going to like take a selfie. You were going to take a picture with like me and my friend and Dave Smith.
Ah, the classic going to take a picture with a dumb broad trick.
How does this thing work?
And what happened? Did you catch me or I let you catch me? Here's the thing, part of the appeal. This is why it's not rapey.
Yeah.
It's because I'm doing it with a chick that I'm flirting with and I'm letting her catch me. I'm not actually being a creep.
Roll 42. This is why it's not rape.
Yeah. It's not rape if you want to get caught.
Rule number 42 is not rape if you want to get caught. We're putting rules down today. We're putting the book together tonight. 149 Laws of Lewis.
Yeah. Your Honor, clearly I wanted to get caught.
It's not really you want to get caught rules.
It's a great fucking rule. So I'm not going to sit here and fucking feel bad about who I am. I'm the only one being honest about it. Yeah. All these other guys.
I think that's great.
Right?
I mean, you didn't go through my photos, so I think that's great.
I didn't. Do you have dirty photos in your phone?
No. We talked about this the first time I came on. I don't have any digital nudes of myself.
Conservative
I only
girl.
Have, no, I only have like Polaroid nudes.
We did talk about this. I remember.
I was like, I never want them
thinking how serial killery that was. And I don't want to offend you the first time you were on the show.
That's okay.
So that's a crazy
person.
She
just has Polaroids where her eyes are all X'd out.
They're hot. They're like in the middle of a rainforest.
Nice.
It's hot.
Hell yeah. Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, actually, I'm just like riding the elephant.
I liked it. Dude, Rainforest Cafe, they used to have one in the mall. I talked about this in my first special. We used to rob the Rainforest Cafe of their change. At night, we used to go into the mall, the Palisades Center Mall. The doors were open at all times. So we used to, you know, when we were first like 16, 17, we would drive to the mall and we'd play Manhunt in the mall. And there'd be like one or two security guards that are overnight, right? So it'd be like 10 of us playing Manhunt. Me and my friends would all drive and we'd show up at the mall. And it was funny because the guys, the security guards would have to join in on the game of Manhunt based off of their job description.
They were just getting $12 an hour to play Manhunt.
It fucking ruled, dude. But we would start, we robbed that mall a lot. We would take all the change out of the Rainforest Cafe and we would put it into a Coinstar machine. We would go the little kiosks.
Well, you had to dry it off first.
You had to dry it off first. Yeah, of course. We used to lay, I destroyed a Coinstar machine the first time I did it. But what there was also like the kiosks, you know, like in the I don't know whose fucking dream it is. I'm sure it makes money. You know, when you go to a mall, it's a kiosk.
There'll be like an Indian guy who wants to put hand cream on your chick.
Yeah. Or like, you know,
somebody with like a little helicopter toy.
Yeah, the shittiest toys in the mall are all at this one kiosk.
It's like all their extra warehouse stuff. They get all the like things.
It's always a dog going, bop, 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 and then it does a backflip, and you're like.
Yeah, it has like the lead paint on it.
Yes, exactly.
Whoever makes money off it isn't the guy that's there. Like, he's part of the scheme. It's like whatever dude owns that thing.
Is there money in kiosks? Maybe that's what I need to do. I feel like that's very slumlordy type of person.
Fluffy has kiosks at malls on the West Coast.
Does he?
Of just Fluffy merchandise.
Nice. Cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Tube socks.
How much profit can a kiosk make? About $50,000 a year? What is $50,000?
That's like twice as much as I make.
A day? A month? What is this?
It's like $20 an hour.
Annually. That's a year.
Where does it say annually? Oh, annually. $50,000 a year? That's nothing.
They're upper middle class.
Twice as much as we pay Shannon. That's it. That's a crazy way
to start a kiosk. I think
somebody should Venmo Shannon.
I will say the
somebody did give Shannon money.
The deep fakes of Sabrina in the racist live chat. We won't bring them up. I don't want to. They're fucking the one that they just threw up now. I was like,
throw it up. I don't care.
Oh damn, dude.
Throw up the deep fake. The latest one. Her in the water.
Gas digital subscription. The perfect stocking stuffer.
I can't open it separately.
Is that you, Sabrina? I thought you only took fucking Polaroids.
Wow, that's a really crazy deep fake.
Yeah, that's a solid one. Hell yeah. So
let's make that the new background.
Those are a little fake for your boobs, though.
They are a little. Like, I actually thought that, too. I was like, they look a little like 03 fake boobs, you know?
Come on, don't be an asshole.
It's enough to get the job done.
The kids are trying to come. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah,
just let them know it's exactly accurate.
Yes.
Play into the fantasy. Exactly. You'll get another $500.
Yeah. Okay, let's up it.
Those are a little fake, though. You got some Hebrew hangers.
Yeah. For anyone that comes to that image, you got to Venmo Sabrina at least a dollar. At least.
Venmo Cash App. I'm like, I'm still waiting on this guy to send me the other $500.
Oh, I'm sure it's in the mail.
We'll see what happens.
I'm sure he's going to follow through on that.
It's coming on Hanukkah.
Seems like a pretty noble dude. Guy right. code.
So let's see now.
If we combined parts of both of your heads, we would get Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, sick, dude.
People always like to fuck with me and call me that, but I've heard that so many times.
Oh, sorry. You look like the coolest guy ever.
What, did you see the Weird Al Yankovic movie yet or no?
Yeah, of course. I saw it the day it came out.
Was it great?
No.
Ah, bummer.
You hated it.
It was fine. There was some parts that were really funny, but as we've discussed, we both have one of the same favorite movies, and it was a not as good version of that. It was Walk Hard.
Oh, it was Walk Hard.
It was a parody of biopics.
Oh, would you have preferred
and that's
like
just been done way better before?
Would you have preferred like a straight up just biopic?
No, it should have been weirder. Like it should have been sillier and not like.
Oh, I thought it was a straight up biopic.
No, it's literally like his parents don't want him to do music, and it's the same shit.
Even though his parents bought him the accordion,
but it's not a real story.
No, he marries Madonna in it.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny, and then like he comes out with
that's
Eat
pretty
It.
Hilarious.
There's some really funny things in it. He comes out with Eat It, and then Michael Jackson releases Beat It after as a parody.
That's
and
so
he's
funny.
Like, and he goes, people are going to associate me with this Michael Jackson guy for the rest of my life. And somebody goes, that doesn't sound so bad. Like, there's a few really funny
that's
things
pretty
in
good.
It, but it just gets like it treads too much on the Walk Hard stuff and doesn't do it as good.
Yeah, I finally watched The Ring. For the first time.
Pretty scary, huh?
No.
What?
I mean, we were the perfect age.
It seems really scary.
Yeah, that was fun. That scene with a horse and it falls off the boat.
It's not, I mean, it's, you know, it's,
You weren't the idea of like a VHS tape in 2022.
Maybe it's because I'm Puerto Rican. I can't imagine like caring about a horse's life. Like white people see a horse die and they're like, oh, I'm like, that's just, you know,
it was just disturbing. Yeah. But like that scene, I don't know, the tape where you put the tape.
Yeah, you're
in.
Puerto Rican. Somebody called the house every day and said you're gonna die.
Like, where the hell is the snuff film I bought off the street? Who is this bitch?
No, the girl dying
the
in the closet in the beginning is good.
Yeah,
and then the girl coming out of the TV.
There's a few. There's a few haunting images in the movie, and that's the thing that it's very like iconic. Like the girl coming out of the TV, and just the circle, and like it just. Once you start at the end, it starts to like come together, like the whole. This they do this with a lot of these movies, where it just becomes very confusing very fast. And if I gotta go watch a fucking YouTube video to explain the ending of a movie, I just feel like that's not a good movie. I'm not that dumb.
Do you understand like the importance of making copies of the tape and sending it to people?
The importance of
that's how you pass it on. It's like an analogy to HIV. Like if you infect somebody else, you're no longer infected.
That's not how HIV works.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Uh-oh, I gotta make some calls.
Oh, yikes. Oh, dear.
Doggy, I got it. Yes.
It's like a chain letter.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, a chain.
I got it.
Which is also another antiquated thing.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. Just like,
was that weird, eerie laugh?
Nah, we're just having a good time.
That was crazy.
You're a goof.
Yeah. You're never gonna get onto that top with Sabrina Piper.
Oh, well, dude. Do?
Oh, he just took a shot. He took a shot.
What am I going to do on Locker Room?
I don't know.
You
would be the first girl we had outside of my girlfriend on Locker Room Talk.
I was the first girl on your other podcast,
Loud
too.
Boys. And look how well that turned out. Yeah. You drove everyone fucking nuts, dude.
Hey, where is Dalton?
Huh? He's with his family now.
I texted him when I was down in Texas. He didn't text me back.
He's taking care of himself.
Is
you
he?
Know? Yeah, good. But right, you know good. Him.
I hope he's okay. I really do.
Venmo him, nice Venmo boy. Dalton some money, folks. He needs to get back
fuck
on
you,
his
bro.
Feet.
Stop taking my pay pigs.
Oh, come on. You're a white girl. Everything's going to be fine.
I don't want to share.
Help a white man for once in your life, America.
Speaking of HIV, this week's Twitter night is HIV positive. Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter night.
Twit or night.
Here we go.
All right, let's see, Shannon. You found an HIV positive. HIV is going to be very difficult to still be toit.
Okay, so her name is Gina Tu, T-W. She's an Instagram model. This is what she looks like.
Gina Tu.
Oh, she looks a little...
She looks like a man.
Filtered, man. That looks like Michael Jackson.
She's a little trans Michael Jackson.
Tranny-like.
And this is her...
What the hell?
Wait, this her now?
Yeah, so that's her as soon as she got her diagnosis, and then afterwards, I guess she came back a little bit.
Oh, she's come back.
She's on the mend.
As what, the corpse bride? Like, she looks like shit. This is a filter.
Why are you fucking hating?
Because it's a filter.
She's fucking sick. Leave the get. Let her have a day. Send her $500 pay pigs. You know what?
Yeah.
This girl needs the fucking money.
You can, like, only get HIV as a woman through sharing needles.
Can we see her body, though? I can't really see the bod. Yeah. I mean, her face is pretty enough.
Hold on one second. I can show you. Actually, let me just show you one video real quick. This is her going through physical therapy.
All right, Tori.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Let's see.
I have a very stupid question.
Yeah.
Why does she need physical therapy for AIDS?
Well, she lost a lot of weight. She went blind in one eye.
I think AIDS can fuck you up if you're...
Yeah, no, I'm sure it can. I thought they like had shit for that.
I thought AIDS fucked up whatever viruses are already in your body or something.
I don't know.
Whatever. Do you think we're ever going to get AIDS?
I don't think she's that tight. I think she's...
I think she's a pretty girl, but just like... No. I don't know. It's like going to the. It's like when people adopt senior dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to be more problems than it's probably worth.
This chick is like
fucking. We're all going to cry.
She was probably high maintenance before the AIDS.
Well, I mean, look, technically, it's very difficult to get AIDS through vaginal sex, right?
Yeah. Impossible.
So it's damn near impossible. So let's just take AIDS out of the equation. Let's just see. She doesn't have AIDS.
Now she's not sick.
Doggy, she's not. Well, she's not for us. For your perspective, she's sick, you fucking bully. You fucking mean girl.
Fuck you.
Okay, from our perspective, she's just a chick.
Who needs
with
some
a
love.
Litany of health problems.
It's not a long-term investment. but you could still get something out of it. And you could make her happy in the process.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad. But that was like pre-AIDS, right?
Is that pre? No, that's
no, 16 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, oh nice. It says throwback.
Dude, I'll say a fucking toit.
Toit.
I'll say toit altogether. Not bad. Not bad.
Except now she's blind in one eye. So she was blind.
Even better.
She had eye surgery and then...
And she used to be black, apparently.
Yeah, she does look darker here. But so she had eye surgery, which restored the vision in her eye for 5 days, and then it went away again.
You guys can't think that's a real face, right?
No, but...
Sabrina...
How did...
Just you're not wearing a real face, Sabrina.
I have makeup.
Oh look,
on.
Actually, it's real. She's in the hospital.
Okay, that's not just
shit.
Makeup.
That's the hottest picture of her, by the way.
Is that like her in like recovery right there?
Maybe,
but like small little bug bites,
said,
dude.
Stress, but blessed. That is that's uncomfortable. What is this article about, Shannon? Stress,
how you gonna go 10 years without being tested?
Stress but blessed. Hiv but live.
The article title is "I'm Blind Again." Failed eye surgery after HIV diagnosis.
Damn.
That sucks.
And it says that all the medication they're giving her is just making her more sick. She went down to 90 pounds, but she's getting better now. She's up to 105. She's regaining her ability to walk.
She's porking up.
Oh, she does have a GoFundMe.
A little fat now.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right. A little too body positive now. Yeah.
She has a GoFundMe so people can help her.
Go fucking support this fucking AIDS patient for the love of God.
Yeah, she's go send her your 500.
Can I tell you right now, hottest AIDS patient that I've seen. Shannon, Google hot AIDS patients.
You're going to see a bunch of images of Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he was actually hottest AIDS
patient. He was way fucking hot.
He was an attractive... Was he attractive, though? I don't know.
For
was Freddie Mercury attractive?
Yeah, because he could sing, he could dance, he had stage presence.
Yeah,
that's
but he's got donkey face more than people remember.
Yeah, he had like a shitty mouth.
We're thinking of Mateo Lane. Like when we picture hot Freddie Mercury, we're thinking of Mateo.
Our generation.
He's beautiful. He's perfect, right?
Oh, Mateo is a god among
men. It's wild how fucking beautiful he is.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
And he's extremely talented. He's so
I know.
Funny.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's not attractive, man.
It's all right.
Fine. Oh, stop it.
Come on.
Fucking shitty mouth, dude.
Yeah.
Who is the
Look at that one. Look at that one.
That's a hot... If I was a gay man, that would be my poster man.
It's all in the
that's
mustache.
That's a hot photo.
Yeah.
Who's the hottest person that ever had AIDS? Is it him?
Magic Johnson.
No, you think Magic Johnson's hot, though?
Beating AIDS is pretty fucking hot.
It is. He's pretty alpha.
What a fucking... If he can fucking protect the inside of his body, he can protect his family.
Celebrities with AIDS, Shannon, pull them up. Because celebrities are hot. I'm sure there's probably just some fucking hot bitch.
Yeah.
That's HIV hot. Smoking hot show. Fictional character, Mimi from Rent. 500.
Rosaria Dawson.
600. Not the movie, you fucking I want to hit you with this coffee. Yeah, the Broadway musical.
Original Broadway
obviously.
Cast.
In the original Broadway cast, by the way, it was Idina Menzel, the first time that I saw it. The very, very famous now, fucking from...
Wicked.
Wicked.
That's
the right one?
No.
That's not Idina Menzel.
No, this is Mimi.
I looked at Mimi.
No. Yeah. Idina Menzel wasn't Mimi. Idina Menzel was the
other... the bisexual ex.
The lesbian ex-bitch. Who sang, the only thing to do is jump over the moon. And I hated that song.
Maureen, and that song sucks. It's the worst
song. Oh, of course, fucking Natalie, queen of the fucking, queen of the lesbians over here knows that play front to back. How many times have you seen Rent?
So do you.
Shut up, I'm a little gay. That's a secret. How many times have you seen Rent, Natalie?
On stage only once, but I've seen the movie quite a few times.
Yeah, I've seen it on stage like 5 or 6 times.
Shannon, can you search hottest celebrities with AIDS?
Or just celebrities with AIDS in general. We could, hot as a fucking...
It's so subjective.
It is subjective. And this is a great segment for That's Hot. You can have this after this.
Thanks.
Yeah, hottest celebrities with AIDS. That's hot. Ding.
Get a little glow up after you get AIDS.
She needs a bell.
Stop
Shannon,
it.
Can you give her a bell?
No, not available.
Shannon, give her a bell. Every time you or somebody else says that's hot, you go ding, you hit a bell.
Great, that's really original.
That's a great idea, right?
Okay, here's the first one. Billy Porter.
Ding.
Whoa, he has AIDS?
Can we see him, Shannon?
Yeah, pull him up.
We're supposed to pull him from our fucking memory, you fucking twit. Billy Porter. No, not hot.
No.
Jonathan Van Ness. Oh, he's great.
Whoa, he has AIDS?
Who's Jonathan Van Ness?
He's the queer
guy. He's the new comedian.
What, does he do stand-up?
He does stand-up?
Yeah. I'm not having him fucking dress me, dude. I'll take my fucking track pants. Thank you very much, dude. You're going to fucking measure my inseam, give me AIDS? I don't think so, dude.
Queer Eye, you're going to probably be blind soon, according to that last story.
On when Charlie Sheen got it. If he got
Wild
it
thing,
in the
Wild
80s.
Thing Charlie Sheen was pretty fucking handsome, right?
Yeah, if he got it in the 80s, he might be a contender.
Yeah.
Was he hot in the 80s?
Yeah, back when he was grooming that Corey kid.
Says he came out in 2015 as having it. Doesn't say.
Yeah, but
was that that late? 2015?
Yeah, we didn't know he had AIDS till after the Tiger Blood fucking meltdown shit.
But wait a minute, hold on. He came out. Time out. Whoa. When was the Tiger Blood meltdown?
Well, remember when he quit Two and a Half Men and he made fun of Chuck Lorre for being Jewish?
No, but what I'm saying is, I thought it was after 2015 that we found out he had AIDS.
No,
was
that sounds about right. Because I was around that time. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, that was back
4 years previously is when he was diagnosed.
They have the date.
2011. So he got diagnosed in 2011.
No, in 2011 was when he had his breakdown, and then 2015 was when he revealed like he had AIDS.
Oh, fuck.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was that long ago.
Good.
That show's due for a reboot.
By the way, everyone in the Risk Live chat is very surprised that Jonathan Van Ness has AIDS.
How could they be?
Who else? Come on, Shannon, give us more.
Magic Johnson.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Rock Hudson.
Well, he was very handsome, but that's pre. That he was an old man by the time that came out.
Yeah.
Mickey Blanco, rapper.
No, I don't
know who this person is?
Yeah, what the hell?
No idea.
There we go.
Freddie Mercury.
It might be. Yeah, Freddie Mercury might be. He might win by default.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Gina
wait.
Carangi, who's this bitch?
The winner,
supermodel.
She's a supermodel.
Oh yeah,
pull up some Gina
case.
She wins.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Gina Carangi. Pull up some Gina Carangi photos. How did she get AIDS?
This AIDS bitch.
Probably through sharing needles,
right?
For a hot chick,
it's got to be needles,
or like some kind of like crazy orgy that had bisexual people. Oh yeah, now that's how you get AIDS. Yeah. That's how you wear AIDS.
It definitely could have been needles if she's a supermodel trying to stay skinny.
Look, even with her probably fucking dying of AIDS in that photo right there, still had piercing eyes, still knew how to smile with her eyes.
Smiles.
Yeah, that's top notch AIDS.
Yeah, that's
high quality AIDS.
She's really hot.
That's worth the gamble.
Ladies and gentlemen, Queen of AIDS right here, Gina Carangi.
Great job.
All right.
She had a heroin addiction. That's right.
The sexiest way to get AIDS.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. I love Zippix. Truly one of my favorite sponsors of the network. I think one of the most functional and cool products that we have here. If you guys are trying to cut down on smoking, or if you can't smoke while you're at work or school or wherever else, Zippix toothpicks have you covered because they're laced with nicotine. They work super fast. They have 6 awesome flavors. What is not to love about Zippix toothpicks?
Guys, if you're smoking, your fingers smell, your hair smells, your clothes smell, your car smells, Zippix is absolutely awesome. They give you a real good buzz pretty gosh darn quick. And they come in really cool flavors like whiskey. They have one that tastes like cloves used to taste. I love these things, man.
Yeah, a ton less than cigarettes as well. So if you're trying to save money, this is a great way to do it. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com this holiday season. Use the promo code S10 and save 10% off your entire order today. Ladies and gentlemen, ZippixToothpicks.com, S10. All right, where were we? We got to figure out a way to come up with a segment for this, Shannon, but there was another pit bull attack, and they happen all the time. They really do.
Vile dog.
Vile dog.
I hate really that. I love like dogs, but I hate pit bulls.
Yeah.
It should be illegal to have those.
Can we use just enough of a DMX song that it's not a copyright violation? So it's like, and then like a baby crying?
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Where? This Week in Murder Dogs.
Yeah. This Week in Murder Dogs.
Yikes. All right, I love it. This is going to be like an upsetting video. I can already tell.
There's no video.
But Shannon, thanks.
Shannon, play maybe the karaoke version of Who Let the Dogs Out in the background while we talk about this.
It's like a sign of a child being mauled in the background.
Yeah, we'll use that as a music bed, but don't use the original because I don't want to get demonetized.
There's so many covers of it.
Though
it is a cover,
Do you see that documentary?
Yeah, it's like a cover of a cover of a cover.
There's a documentary on everything now.
You better believe it.
Great documentary on the kid who I watched like 3 episodes so far of the kid who sued Pepsi.
I just watched that one over the rock.
Great fucking story. Love it. I remember that happening so clearly. I remember the controversy at the time, And what's funny is the internet didn't exist. So the way I sort of remembered it in my head was that it probably never happened. Like it was probably just a dumb inner, like a rumor that like spread. Do you remember this story?
Yeah, I remember it.
I have no idea about this. Green
is too
before
young.
I was born.
You were a child.
She was like,
Was I born?
It was like 94, 95.
I wasn't born.
96, I think. Yeah. What year were you born?
96.
That is, and I mean, literally, that's hot. Ding. Shannon, come on. Ding it. Ding it up. We just said that's hot. That's a fucking catchphrase. Don't be an asshole.
We were a Coca-Cola house, though. We never drank Pepsi. And I was like, it doesn't seem worth it to drink fucking Pepsi.
We were a Pepsi house because it was 10 cents cheaper. Right? Like, we weren't even a Pepsi house. We were a ShopRite Cola house. We were a ShopRite Cola house, and I loved ShopRite Cola. I had no issues with it. No qualms.
My grandfather had RC Cola. That's what he drank, and that was like the worst one.
None of them were good. Coke is the only good one. Let's just get real. But thank you very much for just noticing that I need a new coffee.
It's a cup full of Coke, man.
I love that. But yeah, the documentary was about the kid who they did a commercial, and in the commercial. So it's for Pepsi points. So it's like, you know, Pepsi t-shirt, you know, 25, you know, 100 points, Pepsi, you know, motorcycle jacket, 700 points. And then a Harrier jet comes down and it's like Harrier jet, 7 million points. And it is very much a joke, right. But there's no disclaimer that says this is not real. So this kid essentially, this is the commercial.
Nice. I remember this.
Yeah, I remember it.
This is how Al-Qaeda ended up getting those planes. Hijacking him into the,
we've got to keep drinking these Pepsis.
I'm glad I can stop burping.
Yeah,
we need 14 million Pepsi points.
7 million points. So then essentially this, you know, go watch the documentary. It's actually a pretty cool documentary. But this kid devised a plan to come up with the points. And he does. And he comes up with the points. And then he like... I'm not through the documentary. I don't actually know whether or not he ends up with the jet. Say nothing.
Well, Simpsons.
Say nothing.
Simpsons predicted it in the episode. Where
I know with Bart with the elephant.
But that happened 8 years.
Do they
before
mention
the controversy?
Really?
No, but that would be cool.
Do
huh?
they mention that in? do they mention the Simpsons episode in the documentary?
They can.
Because during watching it, I was like, oh, in the Simpsons they sort of parodied this a little bit with the elephant. Yeah,
that was a good one, Stampy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Where's my elephant?
So they were like, nobody takes the elephant, kid. Yeah. Just take
kid,
the money.
Just take the money. He wants the elephant. Well, don't whisper into the mic.
Ah, what a good time.
Damn, dude.
Well, why do we even get into that fucking thing, Shannon? What was it for? It was for the Pitbull story.
I don't know what brought you to Pepsi,
but yeah. Because, hold on, I got this.
Please.
You said put on the karaoke version of Who Let the Dogs Out. He said he's in a cover. He said it's cover. I said it's a cover of a cover. He said it's a documentary. You said there's a documentary about everything. You guys see the Pepsi thing?
Wait, what's the sound effect for we smoke too much weed? The ADD? There we go. Hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we smoke too much weed. All right? It's just a fact. I should have brought weed.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga? What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Good show.
I did a pretty good job of recapping that.
That was amazing.
Great recap. Thank you, Zach. If you weren't here, I don't know what we would do.
Yeah.
Hear a bunch of horseshit voices.
Let's get back to these murderous dogs.
Murder dog.
Yikes.
Murder dog. What is this week's murder dog, Shannon?
Okay, so it's a New York girl. She is 16 years old. The family had an 18-month-old pit bull terrier named Southie. The dog used to sleep with her at night. It was the family protector. One day she was hanging out downstairs with some of her friends, and then she went to move past where the baby gate was, and then the dog just growled at her and lunged at her throat. She was able to get it away from her throat, but then it latched onto her leg, and she said she could hear the sound of like the teeth against her leg. The dad eventually came in and got the dog in like a choke hold and was able to get the dog away from her. This is, I can show you this picture. This is her.
Oh my god!
Like afterwards.
Oh my god! Is it covered in hair? It's like Zach's fucking sweaters.
They have to put some shit in there. I wonder if they still have the dog.
Hold on, wait.
Yippee-ki-yo.
Ew. Oh, this is.
Oh yeah, that looks like a guy who's like.
There's the dad.
Dog treats his dogs like a tool rather than a fucking
for
pet.
Sure.
Absolutely, you can tell already. The way he poses, the fact that he's not holding his dog like a little baby shows he treats that dog like a fucking tool.
What is These are the, they have multiple dogs?
Yeah, this is the other dog also. But it says that she had a 6-hour operation. They don't know if they're going to actually be able to save her leg.
Wow.
At this time.
God. That would suck, dude.
Whoa.
Never have a dog that you're not willing to kill yourself.
It says that he was attached to her leg for only about 30 seconds.
Still, I've been looking at, everyone's saying that I should go and adopt a dog for my niece.
You should.
Yeah, you should adopt.
Dogs are great, not pit bulls.
Adopt.
I know it rhymes and it's adorable, but if I adopt, I gotta flop around like an asshole because I don't know where the fuck to go and it's a whole to do. I can just buy a dog and it's there, right? And also, I've gone to a couple, these are not nice places. I've gone to two different places now to look at dogs. One was in, I want to say, like, the ghetto in Jersey.
Well, there you go.
It was like Patterson. It was like definitely illegal.
God.
There's no way this thing was legal. This
Lewis was in the back of a fucking Chinese food place. These animals are miserable.
these dogs were not happy.
Yeah.
But they're not happy. Are puppies just not happy? Whether you buy them?
Yeah, you're ripping them away from their mother.
Puppy mill puppies are wrong, dude.
But then I went to another one in Pennsylvania. I was in the Poconos this past weekend, and I went to a puppy place that I was like, I bet I always hear about puppies in Pennsylvania, right? Puppies in Pennsylvania.
Is that what you're hearing? I bet this puppy wants a Pepsi in Pennsylvania Poconos.
Doggy. So I was like,
I named my puppy Pumpernickel.
Then sure. Fuck you, Zach. Stop nailing how my mind works. I'm a genius, I tell you. I was like, I bet there's puppies right near me right now. And I Googled puppies near me, and sure enough, within 4 miles it was a little puppy place. And it was a nice puppy place.
Oh, nice.
I guess not that nice if you didn't get anything.
Well, first of all, these puppies were $2,700.
Exactly.
What kind of puppy is it?
They had a variety of puppies. And also, I said, how much are these puppies? They were like $2,700. I was like, for any one of them? He was like, yep. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, how, I know that one's better than that one. Like, I can see. That one's not that cute. There was a very, it was ugly. It was a Boston Terrier. She was the saddest one of all. And she was the one I watched. She was the ugliest and
saddest.
That's
how Liz picks women.
She was the ugliest and saddest one. And she was just sitting there like, she was like, you're not going to take me. I know you're not. I saw it in her face and I was like, you're making me want to fucking take you, you little bitch. And I left her. I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. $2,700 is way too much. There must be a discount puppy thing. When I got my puppy back in the day, it was a long time ago, granted. Nextdaypets.com. I spent $700 on sport in and out. Done. Came in on the airplane. He was terrified, dude. As soon as I opened it, there was a little crate. He was underneath the airplane, probably freezing half to death. As soon as I opened it, it's actually a great technique to make a puppy love you. I freed him from what was probably a 9-hour hell, right? He opens it up. He jumps at me, starts licking me like, oh my God, I love you forever. It was the most beautiful fucking moment in my entire life. But part of it was the torture that we put that puppy
through. Yeah, because you did that to him.
Damn.
What do we say? Is anyone in the Races live chat giving me some ideas here to go?
You should just wait for a puppy to follow you home from a comedy show. That's how you know it's meant to be yours, dude.
Let's see.
Yeah, dude, if puppies were waitresses at comedy clubs.
Doggy, I need a fucking... If anyone's got a puppy they're trying to get rid of, I will pay you $700.
Damn. Derek,
the same price that I paid for sport from Next Day Pets. And what we'll do is we will simulate the airplane ride before we give them to my niece. That's so lovely. We'll fucking
just put them in a box for 9 hours.
Put them in a box for 9 hours. We'll fucking put other luggage on top of it, so it's kind of caving in a little bit. We'll put them in like the fridge, and then we'll fucking take him out 9 hours later. And
your niece is the first person he sees.
Bites her face off.
He just attacks her immediately.
And my niece will be the first that saves his little life. How great will that be?
You make sure it's a good dog, though. You got to be careful.
You know what I would get?
Mm.
If I had my choice, you know what I would get?
What?
This is how much I like him. I'm smiling thinking about this pup. I get a little fucking dachshund.
Yeah?
Those are cute little fucking dogs.
They're so cute.
There was a cute little dachshund there. Yeah. But this little cocksucker knew he was getting fucking...
picked.
He knew he was getting bought. Mm. He wasn't even looking at us. He was like, whatever, dude. I'm
gonna wait for the white people.
We were looking at him like we wanted him to pick us. It was crazy. Let's see. I have a puppy in Jersey, says Louis CG. Look at the fucking cute little dog. That's a fucking
so cute. That's a perfect size that's dog for especially like for like an your niece.
Here's my problem. Yeah. If I got that dog, you my niece it. Ain't getting it.
Yeah.
He ain't leaving me. It's a cute little fucking paparooski right there.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about it fucking ripping your leg off. Jesus Christ.
Let's I found see. A yeah. list of the least expensive dog.
Yeah, breeds. There we go, Shannon. That's what I'm fucking here we finally, go. Shannon. Bringing something to the table.
The first one is a Manchester Terrier, $600.
$600 for a Manchester Terrier.
16 to 17 years. That's a good life expectancy.
That's a fucking great life expectancy.
It's not that cute, though.
It's great value.
Can I see a puppy? A Manchester Terrier puppy. We got to see them when they're tiny.
Yeah.
That's that also looks like it could be a murder
teacup,
dog.
So it's always a puppy.
Ooh.
That's a myth, though.
What's a myth?
The teacup thing. Like, they can't ever really tell you if
Shannon,
they're going to be teacup
Shannon
or not.
Just fucking that's shut no you way. The fuck down.
No way. I had a teacup.
Fight.
I had a little
fight.
Teacup, too.
Here, this is the puppy version. It looks
kinda
like a murder
looks like
dog.
A chihuahua.
It does look like a murder dog.
A little bit.
Yeah. Kind of looks like an asshole.
No. All right, what's the next cheapest one? Okay,
next one is a, I don't know how to say that word.
Dog.
Oh, that's a
Shaperky.
Somebody said, hold on, in the racist live chat says Lewis wants a bitch dog.
Yes, for his tiny Hispanic niece, Lewis would like a lady dog.
Hush said ducks and suck, little fags. Yeah. Coda said they eat their own shit.
All dogs eat their own shit.
And puke.
Yeah.
Dachshunds are fucking cute, man. Dachshunds are notorious for genetic problems. Yeah, I think all purebreds.
Most
are, right?
Purebreds are.
What was the next
dogs.
One? What was the next one, Shannon? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Okay, so it's a Shaperky. I'm looking for a puppy picture.
A Shaperky.
Here, this is a puppy version of it.
Oh, that's a
that's
cute.
That's cute.
How much is that little fucking asshole?
$650. It said.
Where? Click on it. Buy it. Let's go. Let's get it done. I'm sick of my fucking niece.
It says they'll weigh up to 10 to 16 pounds.
Tiny.
They're also known as little black devils.
Why?
Oh.
Wait,
know.
What? They steal the souls of children? This is a strange fact.
Oh, because they're mischievous and energetic temperament.
No, fuck them. No. That dog's dead. No.
That's like a dog devils. That doesn't know his own
they
size.
They hang out outside yeah. of Korean yeah. grocery stores.
Also, 10 to 16 pounds could be kind of big.
It can be bigger.
It can be
for
bigger.
A dog.
Yeah,
a dog
sure.
that doesn't want you to pick him up, that's
for sure.
a heavy
that's,
dog.
That's a medium
yeah.
size.
An Irish
yeah.
Terrier.
For little people like us, yeah.
Yes.
Also, $650. Whoa. Let's see one as a puppy.
Where are these prices, though? What is this? What is the $650?
Black market.
Oh, I just looked up the cheapest dog breeds, and that's what it's listing.
Shannon, we need to buy it right now. I need to get it done.
Which one do you want to buy?
A cute one, Shannon.
I mean, they're all
a cute.
Cute
dog. Look up cheap dogs right now. Google cheap dogs.
Near
see
me.
See what comes up. Not near me. I think we're going to have to get this thing shipped in. I think getting it in the Northeast is just not going to happen. If I want, I'm sorry that Sabrina's judging me for not adopting.
I'm not judging you.
There
I'm
you
just
are.
Getting him wholesale from China.
I'm like, but at the ASPCA, you still have to pay all the fees and everything. It still comes out to like $500-$600
sure,
at the end
of the
day.
Sure, that's not the issue. But the issue is the whole to-do. Waiting on a list, finding out if that's the dog, finding out if it's not going to come to my home.
That's true.
They got to look at your house.
They're not coming to my fucking house. Get away from me. I want to pay for my dog. Give me my dog. Don't touch my house. Don't look at me. I think we're gonna probably have to mail this dog in.
Yeah, Air Dog, Air Bud.
Is there an Air Bud type dog? She wants a golden retriever. What's
that's
it?
Perfect. They can play basketball. They can play baseball. You saw these fucking movies. They can go in outer space. That's a fucking all around American.
She's
dog.
Mexican. This dog's playing soccer.
Golden retriever is the white person breed. It really yeah. is the whitest of white.
A golden retriever is the only type of dog that's ever attacked me. I only got a. I only got a
how
golden
evil
retriever.
German Shepherd.
That's crazy. Yeah, German Shepherds are like an Aryan dog.
Yeah.
And then
it's a yeah. different movie. Aryan Bud.
Aryan Bud.
Yeah.
He's knocking the Jews into the fucking furnace using his snout.
It's just
to
a dog barking at an attic.
He's like barking, letting people know where Anne Frank's hiding in the fucking attic.
Aryan Bud is a great fucking sketch. It's about a German Shepherd Nazi dog.
Shake.
Oh, fuck, dude. Did somebody get in trouble for teaching the dog to Heil Hitler?
Yeah, I'm a guy sure. in Germany, I think, taught his pug to Heil Hitler, and he, like, I think he went to jail.
Yeah.
What?
Because yeah. that's crazy. They frown upon that.
Yeah.
Nazi stuff.
Damn.
Yeah, you get in a lot of trouble.
Hey, man, if you don't remember your history, you're doomed to repeat it. But, like, how can you tell the dog's doing a Nazi salute or just, like, prepping a shake?
No, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Do you have that, Shannon?
Ask the Jews? Do I ask the Jews? See, Kyle.
He just has this little confused pug face.
It's just hilarious.
It's so funny.
But he did say, do you want to guess the Jews?
That's fucking funny. I don't care what you want to say. It's just funny.
Dogs just understand the inflection of your voice.
Can I just say, 100%. Can there be the nuance here of this, right? When you look into it, right, and you look into this guy and you go, is he just funny or is he a Nazi? Because it's two different, it's there's very obvious two different things. Yeah. If you go to his house and he's like, oh no, he's actually a Nazi, then all right, so fuck that guy. If he's just funny, he should be celebrated. I mean, because he's genuinely one of the funniest human beings in the world, dude.
I mean, that's
showing
hilarious.
Like a pug like this size saying like, do you want to kill the Jews? And he does like a little Nazi salute and like having like a fucking pit bull like rip apart like a doll saying like, that's a Jew, kill the Jew. Those are two different videos, you know?
Totally different.
Yeah.
Also, it was like kind of cute. His like hand was trembling a little bit.
Pugs are cute. I feel like pugs are cute dogs so to look at and see, but to have in your life, I feel like their faces and noses and eyes are constantly just gushing liquids.
Yeah, yeah. They have a lot of problems.
Yeah. Like I don't want that on my pillows. I don't want that on my furniture, on my skin, near my legs.
They're supposed to have full size, long faces, and they've just been bred flat.
Yeah, dude. A pug is like, if I ever go to like, every time I go to like a new like climate, I wake up in the morning and I feel like a pug looks. They look like they're in extreme pain.
Yeah.
Shannon, cheap dogs. Where are we at with this?
I keep getting brought back to adoption sites.
No,
for
Shannon.
The cheap ones.
You can buy a dog. You can buy one.
Yeah, but it's like, not for cheap though.
It's cheaper to adopt and it's better.
It is cheaper.
You're telling me not one of your fans has puppies right now that they're trying to get rid of?
Yeah, that's pretty shocking.
How is that possible? Well, hit me up if you have puppies and you want to make 700 cold hard cash.
Derek Gonzalez, the DJ Don't Believe Women for Comedy Fight Club, his dog just had puppies. He's trying to get rid of. He's getting shots for them.
What type of puppies?
That's it's true. Like cute little fucking mixed. They're great. Just
wait,
hit
them. See the pictures.
Let me see the pictures. He's got photos.
Let me see the pictures.
You gotta
call him. Get him on a horn. He can escape this. Get him on the horn.
Hey, that guy Ryan sent me $500 more.
No way.
Damn,
what a faggot.
Seriously, look at my phone.
Oh, I'm looking for the nudes. I don't care. Wow, another 500.
That's wild.
Tell Lewis I said, hey, doggy, that's hilarious.
You can get like two PlayStation 5s for that money.
Oh, that's true.
That's crazy. Will you buy me a PlayStation?
Okay, maybe. If I can go on Locker Room Talk.
Okay, I'll give you your phone back then.
Wow.
Because I'm getting a PlayStation. That's cool. All
Shannon,
you have to do is
did
ask.
You write down the other rules for life?
Thanks, Ryan.
Real Ass Rules for Life. How many do you have now? I want to see this list at all times.
I have three right now. You can share this.
All right. We got to fill in the first 36.
Nice. We'll get to them.
We'll get to it.
We will get to them.
Prequels are always better.
Yeah. We're going to fucking come up with some more rules on today's show, in fact. Don't you worry about that.
Love that.
Everyone's saying that you should send him tits.
Yeah.
Send him they're all chanting it now in the racist live chat.
Oh. Hell yeah. Damn.
I found a website that has a bunch of golden retriever breeders, but you have to call them for the quote.
Sketchy.
But that just means like they'll have sex with your golden retriever.
No, they have.
Let me see this guy's puppies. Sure. This might be this DJ to the Comedy Fight Club is where it's at.
Yeah.
Why are they choking the dog in every picture?
No. She might just get whatever fucking puppy I give her. How about that?
I think that's fair.
Stephen Drew Barkeymore, Wolfie Goldberg. The Velvet Underbrow, no Doggy Glover, Goldfinger, come on.
The Velvet Underbrow. Let's see these pictures.
It's a terrible name for a dog.
Yeah.
We're asking him Sabrina's asking him for the photos. Yeah, it's like, hey, can you send me those pictures of the puppies?
And it's just a picture of his dick.
Be like,
how much,
that's funny. How much... ask him how much first, because if he comes in under 700, I don't want to just offer 700.
I think he wants a PS5.
I do have a PS5.
Yeah. There you go.
He's not taking my PS5.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
now
give
we
up
have
my
500.
PS5.
I'll buy the PS5.
She can buy
I'll
the
be
PS5,
a good person.
And I can have
I'll
the puppy.
Donate.
We everybody wins. It's a Christmas miracle. Sabrina's like Santa Claus.
If
Santa tits.
There we go.
If I like this dog, it's gonna be a problem though.
That's a good thing. He's got multiple puppies.
They were very cute. Yeah. I did see the photo the other day, and I was like, oh,
do they have pit bull in them? Because if they're murder, if they're murder dogs, I'm not.
They're not pit bulls. Yeah.
I want another
Wouldn't
dog.
Wouldn't I have said that already?
Maybe. Maybe. So what is this? Balenciaga? What is Balenciaga?
Oh, my God.
It's a clothing company.
Is it good clothes, Sabrina?
It was until they're pedophiles.
What happened?
I feel like we're about to find out, so yeah, I'm just going to.
Let's see.
Yeah, so they had a a campaign where, here, you can look at this. This is one of the pictures. Whoops, I clicked on the ad, sorry. Here's one of the pictures. They have these, like, teddy bear purses, and they're in, like, BDSM harnesses, like leather harnesses, and there are children holding them in the pictures.
Are they for Dolls children?
Dressed like Sabrina.
No, they're not for children.
Fuck yeah.
So what is the...
I bought the Balenciaga before I knew about the pedophilia.
So hold on. So, but what is...
They're saying that the children being in the ads, first of all, is like alluding to child pornography because there's BDSM. There's like chains and whips and stuff in like the backgrounds of the pictures.
I mean,
are we sure the kids just haven't been misbehaving?
And then also in one of the pictures in like around the bag, this document right here is apparently a child porn ruling.
What? Yeah. From, I mean, it all rules pretty hard.
It's a fun little Easter egg.
Just a little
toss. I mean, look, here's the thing. It's obviously them trying to be controversial and edgy.
No, you should see the photographer. The photographer is like known for just going around the world photographing children.
Well, who's the photographer? That Terry guy?
Is it Terry? Terry?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not Terry Richardson. Yeah. It's somebody else. He goes around to really poor homes, like the poorest homes, and like takes photos of kids and all their toys.
Damn. Didn't Terry Richardson took my fucking first headshots?
I'm jealous.
Yeah, he put his dick in my mouth though.
I'm more jealous.
Yeah. Got banned from a bunch of clubs for that one.
Yeah. Terry Richardson, when I worked at Equinox, Terry Richardson did the photo shoot for Equinox. They hired him like 3 years in a row. And they would get I remember behind the scenes, they would talk about it. And they specifically wanted the negative press. They wanted people to be like, oh, this is controversial. You shouldn't work with Terry Richardson.
But, you know, Equinox is a judgment-free zone.
It is a judgment-free zone. But now that they got like super woke.
Yikes.
Yeah.
They let trans people in the bathrooms and stuff now.
I haven't dealt with that yet, but what do you do in that case?
Fucking don't drop the soap. What else can you do?
What else can you do?
What else can you do? Hide your wife, hide your kids.
Tuck your dick.
Yeah, tuck your dick.
But what about even like simply somebody saying I identify as a woman? How would Equinox handle that? Do they have a policy on that? Like what? Like me, I go, I identify as a woman and I want to walk in the ladies' locker room. Would they let me?
You have to have like some kind of state issued ID, I bet.
No.
You have to go, yeah, bad dude.
Why?
Because it's like they're going to say it's a safety issue. Mm. Unless you're like super androgynous.
I don't know, but I wonder. That did happen recently. Or maybe a couple of years ago, some dude was at like a spa or something, and I think they wouldn't allow him in, but it was like a little bit of a controversy. But
that was like a year ago. I know exactly. Yeah.
Wasn't it the gal who wanted her balls waxed?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And then they found out she's like gone to a bunch of places and pulled some shit and also was like a huge creep online. It seemed like they had a history of being abusive.
Well, I've always said this. You could accidentally walk into the ladies' locker room probably twice a year at any gym, just so you know.
And that's another rule.
Real ass rule. Yeah. You know? Shannon, real ass rule number
69.
You can accidentally walk into the ladies' locker room at least twice a year. I like it. I mean, look, is it kiddie porn? Why are they? Well, I mean, it is mildly controversial.
It's suggestive.
Those things.
It's suggesting that you get on a VPN and download some CP.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I can show you their apology. This is the apology from Balenciaga.
We apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. We take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items. So everything else was approved except for that document.
And
right?
Also, they said that they should not. There should not have been children featured in the campaign.
Our plush bear bags should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We've immediately removed the campaign from all platforms.
And people are also coming out against Kim Kardashian because she works with them and she refuses to like disavow them, and people are mad at her for that.
People just love, they love to just jump onto a thing. Like, yeah, who cares?
Or she can just wait 3 days.
Yeah.
It doesn't
before
really matter.
People stop possibly giving a shit.
It's honestly, yeah. It's just a net positive for Balenciaga. They apologize. They go, cool, we cut ties. This, that.
Yeah. That's the fucking fun
that's,
one.
That's the photographer. It's a,
yeah, his
that's
name
some
is
of his work.
Gabrielle Galimberti. He's an Italian photographer. This is another one of his just random pictures on his website.
That one's cool. I like that one.
I mean, look, I'm not like...
You should see the one, the kids from Africa. That
those
one
kids
just
look pretty pumped about
like,
their shit.
Look, I'm not working with kids, yeah. Right? Because they're hot.
Yeah.
And I no.
You don't need that
I'm
temptation.
Not, I don't need to be. I don't want to fucking play in traffic. Okay. No, I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch. It's not like, you know, like I when they did that whole thing with what's his name, you know, the two comedians that just got in trouble, Ari Spears and
Tiffany Haddish.
I thought that that content was really distasteful, right? Yeah. I didn't think that the parties involved were fucking grooming children or pedophiles. I think that they fucked up and they should have thought out this sketch in a much better way. And then you go like, oh, shit, yeah, it is kind of exploitive to these kids. And it was fucking weird. And if it was my kids, it would be a major problem. Don't think they were pedophiles. This, in my opinion, is kind of a stretch. It's not really very provocative at all. They're just, you know, they're kids in a fucking, you know... Yeah. I'm sure take the ads down if that's not what you're looking to do. I just don't see the pile on of like, oh my God, this photographer is a creep and the ads are creepy. Unless it's pointed out to me that that is BDSM stuff, I didn't even notice that. It was just kind of like, it looked like a high fashion ad, right? It looked like you sometimes just see a person and they're fucking, you know, they're dressed like a Christmas ball and you're like, what is this? And you're like, it's just an ad. It's fucking Dior. I don't know what it is.
And as far as his other pictures, like, I don't know. It's not too hard to interpret the one of the kid with all the guns. It's like, yeah, it's a message about glorifying gun violence to children.
Yeah. There's a, you
and
know.
The kid in Africa, like, they only had the sunglasses, but they had, like, the biggest smile of all the other kids photographed.
Okay. Out of the photos, you if you just look at this guy's Instagram, to be fair, though.
What, the photographer?
Have, like, yeah, the photographer.
Yeah, the photographer's Instagram.
Yeah, it's... That's what I mean. Like, it was just.
I think it's a weird thing. I don't think it's just to even work with children, even in the most innocent capacity, right? If you're the director of a child pageant, I think you're a fucking creep in a weird way.
Those are the creepiest.
Even if you're not, though, I just kind of go like, yeah, dude, what are you doing? Like, you don't know. Don't work with the kids.
Dude, let me tell you something. I would stay 200 feet away from a school at all times, even if it wasn't issued by the judge. All right?
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, joke.
And I'm knocking on your door to tell you I agree with the courts.
And with the gun thing, he did like a whole series on guns. So I feel like that's something different.
Let's see. I mean, look, you know.
This is just as good as Humans of New York.
These are cute little kids. They're, you know, if this is what this guy does, yeah, I don't see anything suggestive or weird. And by the way, you see it a lot. Like we covered for a while on the show, the whole ElsaGate thing where there's like, there's parents that put like their kids in the bath and showing their kids' feet. There's like shit that's out there that's really fucking creepy. I don't get the sense that this guy is doing that. You know, it seems like this is like none of these kids seem to be in any suggestive of a way. None of them are particularly hot.
Seems like these critics are really projecting.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stop fucking making all these hot kids.
And
like,
it's also like,
kids?
It's not even just that. I mean, like, you know, like there's an adult right there with his collection of whatever the fuck it is.
Three cool, chill dudes at a fucking waterfall just fucking kicking it, man. No problems there.
Yeah. Flowers.
Yeah.
Well, with the Balenciaga, people like too pulled stuff hot. Out of nowhere. Like they were saying that the like little lock on the bear or something, they were like, that represents like that the adult has the key or something. Wow. I was like, well, these people are just like pulling.
That's digging into it.
The paper on the table is very odd. Like whatever the ad campaign was, they were like, oh, we're going to do something like provocative here. And we're going to put a little provocative Easter egg, which it's like, you know, look, the reality is this, whatever's going on behind closed doors. I wouldn't be surprised if Balenciaga and the ad sales company are going, ka-ching, yes, yeah. Everyone's talking about this. It's people are just mentioning. I've never said the word Balenciaga in my entire fucking life. Not once. Probably would have never. Now here we are. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Right? So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Balenciaga gets sort of wiped their hands of it. They're saying they're having legal action against the parties involved. What does that turn into? Who knows? I say this is all part of a planned campaign, and they wanted the controversy. They like the controversy.
Yeah, when they're looking into it, that just means like, okay, we're going to negotiate how much of a bonus we're going to give to the artist for getting the publicity, because there's no such thing as bad publicity now. Everyone can spin it.
Let's see. Mitchell Brown says, hey, Lewis, you're being gay.
That's a half-truth.
They don't exactly post child porn online. They take photos with children to gain access and sell the bad shit to the dark web or... Okay, I guess.
Maybe they take a Polaroid of it and save it.
Hush says Lewis is fucking retarded. What is controversial about my opinion on this? Where people get like...
Because people want to be outraged.
People want to... Well, people want to...
It's like what I said with the bear. Like, they're pulling that. Like, it was like he must have a lock.
Pedophile is a new thing that they want to like... there's a fucking groomer. There's a pedophile. Yeah. And it's on both sides. It's like a hot button topic now. And they're really looking for it. I just don't see that as being particularly provocative. I don't see the photographer's photos on his Instagram as being particularly provocative. Call me wrong. Maybe I'm a crazy person.
Yeah.
Well, you are, but yeah,
maybe a little bit. So all right, let's see. Squid Games actor accused of sexual misconduct. What happened here, Shannon? Is he a real ass dude or not?
Okay, so this is the guy. Just so you guys remember him? Yeah.
The old guy.
Yeah. So apparently a woman is suing him for touching her inappropriately multiple times. She claims that he held her hand for too long when they were walking around a pond. So they're not identifying who she is. But
that's a whole... Whoa.
It's in South Korea,
like,
though.
What?
That's it? He held her hand for too long?
Yeah, it says saying he... So there's not all the details yet, but saying he touched her several times without her consent. He says that, like, he apologizes, like, how she feels about it, but he's not admitting to any sort of wrongdoing. He said that he claims that he only held the woman's hand once while guiding her around a lake, telling local outlets he apologized for doing so, but says it doesn't mean he's admitted to the charges.
Holding her hand for too long, that's it.
Not to steal a bit from Lewis's act, but if that guy can rape you. I'll do the Lewis punchline. Bitch, take a karate class.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, that is a fucking crazy thing.
That's
right,
wild.
That's insane.
He held her hand for too long.
That's insane.
If that's rape, I mean, I am a devious rapist. I mean, wowzer. Holy bugosi.
So that's what he is saying happened. She just says that he touched her multiple times without her consent.
That could mean anything, though.
Yeah. She's not
Did she say
specific.
Red light?
And then apparently they tried to throw it out initially, and then they threw it she objected, and so they reopened.
Hold
the
on
case.
This is actually a great question. Suck the Titties Petting Kitties said, would you let James be in that ad, Lewis? Great question. No, I would let my son be in any ad. I wouldn't let my son, you know, I don't let my son go on YouTube or Instagram or have a TikTok. He's 9 years old. I don't think that there's a place for kids. I also preempted the entire conversation with saying, I think if you work with kids, you're a little bit of a creep. So no, I personally wouldn't, but I just think it's a little bit of a stretch to, you know, fucking it's, I guess the ad was trying to be provocative and it was right. But I think the photographer itself, that's the thing that I'm saying. I don't really feel like it's anything super provocative.
So James isn't on the internet at all.
I mean, a couple pictures on my Instagram.
I mean,
like his own personal.
He doesn't have access to any. No. At what age are you thinking about giving him access to that?
I don't really know. I mean, he can use YouTube on my television. Like he has like my YouTube, and he'll just like search things because he likes to watch certain streamers. He has a phone that he like will bring out with him if we go to like on vacation or, you know, if he wants to take pictures or something. But he's never like browsing the internet. He doesn't really. I think it's a massive disadvantage to have kids just with their noses in their phones all day long. I think that I'm giving him really a great advantage just to have conversations with people, just to not be... I think people are just giving themselves ADD, just kind of like really in a really crazy fucking way. So yeah, I don't know. It'll be a little while. I'm trying to hold off for as long as I can before he freaks out and starts wanting to be on the internet all the time. Yeah. But regardless, we were saying. What were we saying, Shane?
You're a devious rapist.
No, that was it.
Yep. Oh yeah, the guy. Yeah, this the guy. Yeah, that was the whole story. Is that he is?
He's been indicted for sexual misconduct in South Korea.
In South Korea,
indicted too.
Come on,
he's 78 years old.
Yeah, he's an old man.
They're pulling a Cosby on this guy.
I said in that joke on my special that I think that 80 and above they could do whatever they want. It's like the Purge. So if he waited two more years, I'd have no moral issue with him even actually brutally raping that girl.
Should that be a real ass rule?
But he's too young now. That's the problem.
What?
Should that be a real ass rule?
Real ass rule? No, Shannon, don't try to get me fucking caught up and get my rapey fucking things in writing, you piece of shit. Shannon's trying to take me down left and right. Have you guys noticed that? Have you guys noticed it?
Uh-oh.
You already have a rape rule.
What's my rape rule?
It's not rape if you want to get caught.
It's fucking true. It's not, that's true. It's not. That's it's just true.
It just says it specifically says it's not rape. It's
what do you want me to say here? All right, let's see. We got to wrap this one up. Anything else that's important, Shannon, that we didn't get to?
Do you want to open that art from the fan? They spent so much money to ship it here.
Okay, let's open some art. If you guys want to send us gifts for Christmas, we love Christmas gifts. Oh. Okay, we'll open them on the show. Just address them to the Real Ass Podcast. Maybe attention, Shannon, Natalie, Zach, Lewis, whoever it is. Maybe Sabrina Piper gets a gift. Maybe Joe Gorman gets a gift this winter.
Could you imagine?
It's Christmaca.
Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003. Remember, just attention to whoever you want to open it. And let's see, what did we get?
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Looks like it's some kind of...
It's a piece of art. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's framed. It looks nice. By the way, these do go up. All this, the art I have in my home studio. I really do. So, you guys...
I'm nervous.
I love it. It feels like Christmas now. Let's see. I haven't seen this yet. This is going to happen live on the air.
Oh, we know this.
Oh, no. This is fucking incredible. Whoa. I just posted this on social media.
This is so cool.
This is one of the cool. I love this. Is going up at my home.
Wow.
I don't know how my son's going to feel about seeing Shannon in this light because you can see her pussy lips deeply and hardly, but this has to go up in my home.
Shannon's got a real moose in the hole on that one.
Well, he's got to learn sooner or later.
It's from Ruben Vasquez.
It's from Ruben Vasquez, who I did follow on social media. You guys should all follow as well. I posted the digital version of this. Very cool.
Thank you, dude.
No, that's
Ruben
awesome.
Vasquez.
That's
awesome. Cool, dude.
That's so nice. You guys look dope in that. Holy shit.
He was very generous in that rendition of me.
Shannon, this is what we all imagine you look like.
That's cool.
You could see her vagina lips deep and hard. Natalie, no lips on Natalie.
They gave me a very modest bathing suit that I would actually wear.
That's very accurate, okay? All right, you guys are the fucking best. Thank you for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great show. Great week of shows coming at you all week long. Who do we got on Wednesday? It's Maddie Smith and Boris Kuykin.
Yes.
Boris Kuykin. Thank you, guys. Good night.
That's all, folks.